And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
At the behest of your superiors.
Yeah, that's right, Counselor.
And the head of your family is Michael Corleone.
Yeah, Counselor, Michael Corleone, right.
Did you ever get such an order directly from Michael Corleone?
No, I never talked to him.
Was there always a buffer involved? There's someone in between you and your possible superiors who gave the actual order.
Right, yeah, a buffer. The family had a lot of buffers.
The family had a lot of buffers. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It was the buffers who did it. It was the buffers who screwed up in Benghazi. It was the buffers, you see, who screwed up with the IRS. It was the buffers who, the buffers did this, the buffers did that. The buffers did Tapgate, IRS gate, Benghazi gate. Michael Corleone never did it. We never talked to him. Welcome to the Savage Nation. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. In other words, it was our time on the Savage Nation. Now, I could sit here and get self-righteous and have my righteous indignation moment, and I will. I'm sure. I'll try not to. The fact is that Nixon is now in the White House. That's right. It's Nixon. Now, of course, Carney says there's no comparison, but we all know there's a direct comparison. In fact, we are going to regard you with a treat on the Savage Nation. Cutting back and forth between Richard Nixon and Barack Obama, your hair will stand up. Now, of course, others in the media are going to say, why didn't I think of that? The answer is because they're not Michael Savage. But we'll do that for you in a moment. For those of you who don't even know who Richard Nixon is, apparently there are some juniors in the press who actually remember Richard Nixon and his scandals. And they actually grilled Carney Barker today, J. Carney Barker, on this. In the clips that we have. Let's hear clip, 23.
Obama is being compared to President Nixon. How does he feel about that?
Again, I don't have a reaction from President Obama. I can tell you that the people who make those kind of comparisons need to check their history. What we have here with one issue in Benghazi is so clearly, as we're learning more and more, a political sideshow, a deliberate effort to politicize a tragedy. I think that it is a reflection of the, you know, sort of rapid politicization of
all right, you got the picture. We don't have to listen to Carney Barker. He's paid to have the top hat and cane. The poor guy, I don't know how he can take himself, but all right, that's what they're paid to do. So that's number one. But the fact of the matter is there are direct parallels between Barack Obama and Nixon. The problem is this. Here's the problem. I'll lay it on the line. Nixon was an old white guy, and Obama's not an old white guy. And now there's a large percentage of Americans who are of color, immigrant, status unknown, gay, et cetera, and they identify with Obama, and he could do no wrong. I mean, that's generally known. It's not even debatable. No matter what he does, they will support him very much like Chavez was supported in the South American dictatorship. So I believe that Obama will escape this. He shouldn't. He should be impeached. It's impeachable. And I believe that the hearings will eventually lead to him, but it'll be almost too late. The only good news here, and there is good news in all of this, is that his agenda has been temporarily sidelined. The massive flooding of America with 40 million to 50 million illegal aliens, dead in the water for right now. Gun grabbing, dead in the water for right now. And this is only the beginning. I mean, once they start bringing in the small fry from the IRS, for example, who wiretapped the various and sundry, once they start bringing in the Tapgate folks, and they start getting them under oath, they're not going to perjure themselves because they can go to jail for it. They will not. They're only low-level bureaucrats, middle-level bureaucrats. None of them are going to perjure themselves for Don Corleone, I can guarantee you. They know they'll go to jail, and they're not taking the fall because they're not criminals. They're just bureaucrats. So they're going to tell the truth. They're going to say, well, the guy above me told me to snoop on this. The guy above me. Then they get the guy above him under oath. He can't lie, or he goes to jail, and he's not in organized crime. Eventually, it's going to lead up to the head guy. It'll go to Michael Corleone. So here's the question of the day. It's not a matter of what whether. It's a matter of what type of event will Obama and his squad concoct over the next 7 days to take your mind off the gates, off Benghazi gate, tap gate, and IRS gate? Will it be an act of war on Syria? Will it be another Boston bombing released? Will it be another, God forbid, school shooting? Will it be a car bomb? Will it be a bombing of a government building? I know you think I'm crazy. All right, so you could say I'm crazy. It doesn't matter to me. This is how Clinton did it. Clinton did this. They always came up with these what are called false flag events. And who was it? Rahm Emanuel, the ruler of Chicago, the czar of Chicago, who said never let a crisis go to waste. Hey, there's three crises that shouldn't go to waste here. So I fully expect anything. These people would burn a country to the ground rather than give up a scintilla of power. That's how corrupt they are, in my estimation. You say they wouldn't? I say they will. That's all. It's that simple. So I realize that even though the Associated Press has turned on Obama because of the wiretapping, there are many of you who are so brainwashed that you think wiretapping is good. And I'll even take some of those callers. There's a guy, Richard, on WABC who thinks that it was good to wiretap the press. Richard, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, you're 100%. I support Obama 100% on it.
Well, of course you do. There were people who goose-stepped in Germany. There were people who goose-stepped in Venezuela, Italy, Cambodia. You're one of them. You're one of the idiots.
Right, and I'm proud of him, Michael, so many others.
What are you so proud of, being stupid?
Not stupid.
How is it that you can support a man 100%? Wait a minute.
America.
Just a minute. How could you support wiretapping of reporters?
So you take care of millions of people like mine.
Hey, listen. Hey, Buster, if you want to get on a national show and have a debate, go ahead. Use your brain. How can you justify wiretapping reporters? Please do so.
Take care. Have a great evening.
Okay, another drunk for Obama. So he can't. Do you understand what you just heard? You heard the voice of the true believer. You heard the voice of the Obama worshiper. You heard the voice of the slave. You heard the voice of the slave saying the master is good. And so therefore, since we have 40% of the electorate, exactly like that fool, I wouldn't expect Obama to be impeached. However, I will tell you this. I predicted several months ago that a major event would occur which would derail this administration. Remember I said to you it's going to take an act of God to derail these people? They're so dangerous. Do you remember that? We've had three acts of God here. We've had Benghazi gate, tap gate, and IRS gate. And right now it's only beginning. This is not the end. This is not the middle. This is only the beginning. It's not even the end of the beginning. It's not even the beginning of the end. This is only the beginning of what's coming. And there's a couple of major league questions here. Who's leaking this information? My opinion is it's somebody inside the government itself who knows how dangerous this gang is. They've had enough. They're saying we're going to leak as much as we can to bring them down before they destroy the country. I personally believe that. I believe it's coming from some loyal American inside the administration who is leaking. You talk about leaks? I think that there's a rogue inside the Obama White House or very close to the top who is leaking these scandals because they want this team stopped. And they want them stopped because they understand what they're about to do is even worse than what they've already done. That's what I think. And so how can I prove it? I can't. I'm a man alone, sitting here watching the world go by. I have a radio hookup in a hidden location, which I've had for years, five or six different locations. And I do my show various and sundry days from different places with a poodle. I have an attack dog here, a 9-pound toy poodle. Don't look at him the wrong way because he's liable to rip your cuff off. And that's it. It's one man's opinion. But why a government would behave like this is quite clear. This is the way dictatorships operate. This is what tyranny is called. I wrote a book called Trickle-Down Tyranny. I wrote 393 pages with references. I showed you what Obama was doing. Many of you understood it. This is called tyranny. You say, well, it's not really a tyranny, Michael. You're an alarmist. You're exaggerating. There's no real death camps. There's no rounding of people up off the streets and killing them, putting them in. Okay, no, you're right. Not yet. No, not yet. But this is how all tyrannies begin. They, you know, even dwarfs started small. The point is that if you let them get away with the small things, eventually you're going to have an oak. Great oaks from little acorns grow. And Obama's forest of tyrannies has evolved into a mid-sized forest is not yet, it's not yet at the level of the Giants and the Oaks. They need to be cut down now. The forest needs to be clear-cut before we all lose. So let's go to the next thing. I told you that I would regale you with a comparison between Nixon and Obama with some sound bites from the past and the present, which I'll do when I come back. But the main question is, what type of event do you think Obama and his squad will concoct over the next 7 days? Will it be an act of war against Syria? Will it be another Boston bombing, releasing another Sarnoff brother who they have in their sights and they're going to release him, give him a pressure cooker? Will it be a mass shooting? Will it be a car bomb? Will it be a bombing of a government building? You're saying, come on, you're crazy. They wouldn't do a thing like that. All right. You don't remember Vince Foster, do you? You don't remember what happened with Vince Foster? You don't remember any of those days? You don't remember that the Obama administration told the U.S. military to stand down, which is why the U.S. ambassador, as well as those in the embassy who tried to save his life, were killed? It was Obama or someone close to him who told the troops to stand down. Do I have absolute proof? No, but there's a lot of evidence. Obama fired three major league generals and an admiral. Why? Because they were ready to send backup. They were ready to send the cavalry. They were ready to save the ambassador Stevens in Libya. Obama told them not to do it. And because they wouldn't dummy up, in other words, for this regime that we have in the White House, he dismissed all of them. And there was not a word out of the press about the dismissal of three generals and an admiral. It's unprecedented in a country like ours when we're not at war. This has never happened before. Never. But the jerks in the media who are now all upset because their personal phone calls were being monitored had nothing to say about the purging of the military. He's ramping up to something. Something big is going to happen. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Here's the boat traffic eastbound 80 Appian Way in Pinole. Have a crash, was blocking in middle lanes. Everything's to the right shoulder, but traffic's still slow and go all the way back from the MacArthur Maze. Eastbound 580 past 680. It was a big rig that caught fire. That has finally been cleared from the lanes of traffic. Slow and go through Castro Valley, trying to get over to Pleasanton. You got heavy traffic on the peninsula, northbound 101 now from Marsh Road up to Highway 92. Southbound 101, slow from about 380 down to Millbrae Avenue. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shots Are 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
How does Arizona get to be the leader of the other 49? By creating the country's most competitive business environment.
Named the best state for business, Arizona is tempting California companies like never before.
With unmatched job growth and an unbeatable quality of life.
Corporate giants Intel, Avnet, and Boeing are thriving in Arizona.
Because when it comes to success,
Arizona's aggressive pro-business legislation mean record relocations.
Arizona is all business. Join us at ArizonaKnowHow.com.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, Tom Baudette. It's never been easier to book a clean, comfortable room at Motel 6. You can book online at motel6.com, use our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone, or call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6 on your dumb phone. Sadly, you can't book by pigeon or Morse code, so if you want the lowest price of any national chain by telegraph, I guess you're just ... I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
All right, so, you know, we joked around in the beginning of the show by playing pieces from The Godfather with buffers and whatnot. We all know how it works in large organizations. Everyone at a lower level protects the top guy who they never even talk to. But it's the top guy who runs the policy for the organization. That's why he's called the chief executive. So it doesn't matter whether or not he put the policy in place. He's responsible for it at the end of the day. So it turns on, the issue turns on what actually happened. And what's the big deal? You say, what the heck is the big deal, really? What are you getting so excited about? Well, here are the things you decide. Benghazi Gate, an ambassador died. And three people who were trying to defend them died. That's a big deal because they were screaming for help, and Obama put thumbs down like a Julius Caesar. He said to the generals, don't launch the aircraft off your carriers. No, don't send in the special forces. Don't send in the SEALs to save them. Don't send in Delta Force. What do we have these teams for? But for a situation like that. What is Delta Force created for? They're a fast action team. They're made to go in and stop an ambassador from being executed. So your commander-in-chief did not let the Delta Force, for one, do their job. Let's make it simple for the average jerk out there. Okay, now wiretap gate. They wiretap reporters. Even the reporters are screaming like bloody murder. It's not happened, and they don't think, since Nixon. So what's the administration's answer to the wiretapping? They were doing it to save us from terrorism. They wanted to find out who in the administration leaked something about a Yemen this, a Yemen. That's nonsense. Why? Because they scanned 100 different reporters over a long period of time, and they were listening to their personal conversations, their phone conversations, and their emails. It went well beyond that. They were trying to blackmail them. They were trying to blackmail and intimidate the reporters. That's what they were doing. This is right out of a third world dictatorship. Decades ago, the FBI, if you can believe in the dark ages, the FBI wouldn't hire gay people. Dark ages. Why would they not hire gay people? Because it was believed then that if you were gay, you could easily be blackmailed. Now speed the camera forward. Speed the picture forward. You've got reporters who have personal lives they want kept personal, whatever, whether it be sexual or gambling or whatever. They don't know right now whether their personal lives have been outed on a sexual basis, on a drug basis.
and they don't know who's holding that information over them. They have no idea. That's number one. They're in a panic. They're afraid that their personal lives are going to be leaked to the world, and they're rightly panicked over it. You don't live in a free society where the government knows everything about you, or is that the kind of society you want to live in? So that's Tapgate. Now you got IRS gate. You say, who the hell cares about conservative groups? They deserve it. Well, it's a crime. Using the IRS, for that doesn't matter what group they target like that. If they pick on parties to use the weight of the IRS, it's criminal. It's go to jail time. You have three events where you go to jail for it. Now, the only question is how high up the chain are the buffers going to crack before they protect Michael Corleone, as it were. Look, Politico's saying the town is turning on President Obama. Republicans have waited for years for this. And they say the town is finally turning on Obama. What do they mean by the town? Now, Politico's a left-wing front group for the Democrat machine. And they said that the Democrats who are more mainstream, let's put it to you that way, they call them establishment Democrats, who never liked Obama. They've always felt Obama was a wild card out of the ken of Democrat politics, a left-wing fanatic. They never liked him. They're starting to speak out. Reporters are starting to condemn lies, bullying, and shadiness in the Obama administration, they write. So it's starting to show, the cracks are starting to show, the veneer is coming off the woodwork. The stucco is breaking off from the facade, if you want to put it to you that way. The stucco of Obama's persona, the stucco is breaking off his facade, and underneath him is the wooden man. And they're saying Obama's aloof, mean, and holier-than-thou rhetoric have left him with little reservoir of goodwill, even among Democrats. And so now they're all turning on him because they can't stand the guy to begin with. Now, how far it'll go is only a question of how big a scandal or an event the Obama team can pull off. And I'm telling you as I sit here, I fear an act of war against Syria. I fear another Boston bombing. I fear a mass shooting in a school. I fear a car bomb. I fear the bombing of a government building. How do you like that? I believe that they're going to let go of a big event. Why? You don't understand it. You don't understand one thing. A crowd like this has absolute power. They'd rather burn a country to the ground than give up a scintilla of their power. They will burn a nation to the ground. That's how power mad they are. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, ladies and gentlemen. Read your history. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Obama has had absolute power until now.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows. Sierra Pacific Windows is your answer for wood-clad windows with 5 Bay Area locations and manufacturer direct pricing. Register now to win a free patio.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli. Excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247 or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient.
Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. I'll say it again. A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.5% rate and APR with no fees, not even an appraisal deposit. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 30 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.5% 30-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Hey, Jack, you got a sec? Jack, your hair's on fire.
Yeah, I know. I just need to finish the sales report and then I'll lie down for a bit.
But shouldn't I...
No, I'll be fine.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly has trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Look, it's one man's opinion. You don't have to agree with me. If you're a fool, don't agree with me. If you're a slavish worshiper of Obama, don't agree with me. If you have no reason, don't agree with me. If you believe that these scandals mean nothing, don't agree with me. Apparently, an awful lot of people do agree with me. I just got the, I'm not going to spend more than 30 seconds on it, so don't get nervous, but I have to tell you because no one else will. I got the ratings out of WABC in New York, and I'm up 75% from a month before. My cum is enormous. My average quarter hour, rather, is enormous on WABC in New York in the time slot. It's up in every market I'm in. It's up in San Francisco on KSFO. It's up on KLIF in Dallas. It's up at KSEV in Houston. It's up on, you name the station. But the big jump here, 75%, was on WABC, the flagship of Cumulus Radio in New York City. It's late at night. People are listening to me. Why are they listening to me? Hemingway said it best when he said, the truth has a certain ring to it. And they feel that this man they're listening to, Michael Savage, seems to know what he's talking about. There's a certain truth. The guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about, so they're listening to me. They could be doing a lot of other things, 70 other radio stations, television, internet, you name it. But the fact is that people are listening to the Savage Nation. I predict there's going to be a major event. Now, it is like Nixon. I told you there are direct parallels with Nixon. Not direct. If not direct, then indirect. So I'm going to play a montage now of Nixon and Obama in news clips that my brilliant staffer put together. Neil gets credit for this, Neil West. Listen to clip one.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting
in 27 years of public life.
We've had folks who have challenged Hillary Clinton's integrity, Susan Rice's integrity, Mike Mullen and Tom Pickering's integrity.
Don't get the impression that you arouse my anger. One can only be angry with those he respects.
I know CNN has taken some knocks lately, but the fact is I admire their commitment to cover all sides of a story, just in case one of them happens to be accurate.
I'm not blaming anybody for that. Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
These so-called talking points that were prepared for Susan Rice pretty much matched the assessments that I was receiving at that time.
We want you to be proud of what you've done. We want you to continue to serve in government if that is your wish.
You should feel that way regardless of party. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or a Republican.
That I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Well, we haven't yet gotten to the point where Obama says, I am not a crook, but I'm sure we'll get there. It'll be the I'm not a crook moment. There will be the moment of I did not have sex with that woman. That's coming. The I'm not a crook, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not order the military to stand down on Benghazi Gate. I did not wiretap. I did not order the IRS investigation. I'll get to the bottom of it. The buffers did it. Those days will probably be ahead of us unless, and I pray to God that I'm paranoid. I really pray I'm paranoid. For your sake and the sake of America, I pray I turn out to be paranoid because I predict there will be an event that Obama and his squad will concoct that will be a disaster for this country and perhaps the world. That's what scares me. And I don't have to reiterate them, but I pray I'm paranoid. That's all. Let's hope I'm paranoid. Let's hope I'm the paranoid SOB that most of you brainwashed, drug-addicted liberals think I am. Let's just pray. I was right about what he was doing. I told you he was a criminal. I've told you this is a criminal regime from day one. I looked at them. I saw their behavior. Holder has a record of releasing terrorists before he was appointed. Obama has hung around with criminals who bombed police cars. And you're telling me that you're shocked by this behavior? You're dealing with a gang here. So, I mean, I could ask you what type of event will Obama and his squad concoct over the next 7 days? What's the point of asking it? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, you know. You had Eric Holder today grilled by the press. I was actually not pleasantly surprised. I was shocked that young left-wing reporters would not let go of Jay Carney Barker, the spokesmouth for Obama. I couldn't believe how one of them just grabbed the hold of Carney's neck and wouldn't let go, kept bringing it. Listen to clip three.
Can you say categorically that nobody at the White House and nobody on the president's political team had any knowledge or was involved in any way in the targeting of Tea Party groups by the IRS?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
I mean, look.
Essentially, the president changed his position because of certain things on national security. Can you explain why he changed
his position? Again, broadly speaking, the president does support the ability of journalists to pursue investigative journalism. He found out about the news reports yesterday.
All right. Oh, you got that. I don't want to listen to Carney. I want to hear the reporters. I thought there was more reporters here than Carney. Anyway, the reporters are turning on him. They're trying to make their bones right now. They're trying to show that they're independent. They're showing that some of them are actually stepping out from the pack, and it's like a race of watching greyhounds running around a track, and all of a sudden greyhounds you never heard of are popping up on the field, and they're running, and they're front runners now. The old line, you know, fools are saying nothing. They are what they've always been. They're like the advertising men on Mad Men in the reporter business. You know, just a bunch of old drug-taking, ambient, swilling drunks who could care less what's going on. When I was a young teacher, I'll never forget it, the first week I joined teaching a junior high school in New York City many, many decades ago, I asked the old teachers about something, and one of them said to me, in this business, either you're devoted or demented. It's true in everything to do with the media or government. In my business, either you're devoted or you're demented. You can hear the difference in radio. There are people who are just mailing it in. Not many of them last. There's very few left, by the way, in the business who are just mailing it in, incidentally. The fact is that in every sphere, either you're devoted or demented. In the media, you can see with the news reporters, most of them, are the old-timers, are demented. And the young ones are devoted, and they're starting to show, you know, stick their necks out. Okay? Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. WABC, New York City. Lisa, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. I truly applaud your courage. I wanted to ask you, why do you think those three generals and the admiral that you so courageously reported are, you know, wouldn't come forward, not being subpoenaed, just come forward and just blow the lid off it and say that Obama told them not to go in and help.
Well, it's really simple. The power over former military is absolute. If they were told in no uncertain terms by their commander, whoever runs them, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who I have no faith in whatsoever, he's a political appointee, and being such, he has he doesn't have my respect, to be very honest with you. But nevertheless, they probably said to the general, here's what's going to happen. You have a choice. We're going to let you step down with full pension and with honors, or if you go public, we're going to pull your pension. Or if you go public after you're out with your pension, we're going to release X, Y, and Z on you, and you're going to be stripped of your pension. In other words, they would have assassinated them economically. That's my guess. You say it can't happen. You know, you go back to Germany. You go back to some of the great generals under Hitler. You go back to the Desert Fox, who was Hitler's number one general at the time. You know what happened to him. Do you know the history of him, Rommel, Erwin Rommel, the Desert Fox?
No.
Rommel turned on Hitler toward the end. I believe Rommel saw the handwriting on the wall and wanted to capitulate toward the Allies because he didn't want to face the death, you know, the death squad with a Nuremberg-type hearing. He was recommending that Germany surrender. Hitler called him to Berlin, and he told, and this was his star general, and he said to him in no uncertain terms, we're going to leave your family alone, but here's the gun. And he was told in no uncertain terms that unless he shot himself, that was a different time, obviously a different situation, his family would be arrested for sabotage or whatever, and his family would be destroyed. Erwin Rommel shot himself. We're not living in those times. But this is not unheard of, how you intimidate generals. It's done in different ways today. That's all. That's my opinion. It's economic. It's economic suicide or do it our way. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And I agree with you that they are going to perpetrate some sort of bombshell type of scenario. I really don't know what it will be. I do believe Obama is purging the military, if I might, you know, tell you my opinion. I believe he's purging it on purpose, like he's purging everything else in the country that you've named.
Of course he's purging the military. He's purging the military of anyone who has the slightest desire or capacity, rather, to challenge him in any way. Of course that's what he's doing. And he's putting in yes men. That's of course what he's doing.
Do you know why I think he's doing it? I could be...
Well, it's pretty obvious why he's doing it. Because he saw Benghazi gate coming, and he knew that these three generals and this one admiral had the capacity and the willingness and the desire to save Ambassador Stevens. That's why he got rid of them to start with.
Yeah, that makes sense. I also believe that he does much more than just pander to the tolerant religion of Islam. I believe he really would like to reduce and diminish our country through effectively purging and weakening the military and make room for Sharia law and
this
rule of Islam.
Now we're going to a level I can't go with you. I have no evidence that he would like to introduce Sharia law. I don't think he's an Islamist. I think he's an opportunist. He's simply an opportunist who's gotten a great run so far. He's never hit a speed bump in his entire life. This is the first speed bump. He hasn't hit a wall. He's hit a speed bump. If you think he's an Islamist, I think you're foolish. The last thing he would want is that kind of insanity in this country because it would diminish his power. He's closer to the other side rather than to Islamism, and that would be to the dictatorial side rather than the religious fanaticism. As far as sympathy towards Islam, no question about it. He has great sympathy towards Islam, and I'll prove it to you with one sentence. He targeted groups that supported Israel. In addition to sicking the IRS, whether he or one of his buffers did it, on Tea Party groups, on conservative groups, he unleashed the IRS on groups that were supportive of Israel. And when I read you the questions that this IRS hit team submitted to the group that wanted to help Israel, your hair will stand up. It's beyond comprehension. One of the questions to the group was, do you support the state of Israel? You can't believe what I'm saying to you. And by the way, he went light on Muslim groups, Islamic groups. So he shifted it from targeting Islamic-like groups or Islamist-like groups, excuse me, to groups that supported the Israelis. He changed everything with the IRS. He was using them basically as a gangster squad against his political enemies. In other words, he had an enemies list from top to bottom. How any Jew could ever vote for him again is not beyond me. I know very well what brainwashing is. I know very well what the Stockholm Syndrome is. I know very well how the Harvey Weinsteins of the world think. I know very well what their mindset is. I ran away from them 40 years ago. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a bit of traffic. New Rome, South Bay, Sunnyvale, southbound 101 before 237. It's a crash in the center divide, but traffic slow behind it. Southbound 101 Fair Oaks Avenue. There's another accident just a little further south. Second lane from the left is blocked there. And further south, southbound 101 Tully Road. That crash moved off to the right shoulder. Still slow upper deck of the Bay Bridge from about the island to 101. Still sluggish out of Castor Valley, eastbound 580. But once you hit the Dublin Canyon, okay to Pleasanton. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows. Sierra Pacific Windows is your answer for wood-clad windows with five Bay Area locations and manufacturer direct pricing. Register now to win a free patio sliding door at sierrapacificwindows.com. Sierra Pacific Windows, California built, California grown.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you work for a company that copies software illegally, you're working for a company that's breaking the law. Report software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance, and you may be eligible for a cash reward. Visit nopiracy.org. That's nopiracy.org.
Don't know an agapantha from an arboretum? Never fear. KSFO's gardener Bob Tanum is here to be your guide. Bob Tanum's in the garden, Sundays from 8 to 11 a.m. on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
If you've suffered a stroke, brain injury, or had brain surgery, and you still have balance and coordination deficits, walking problems, and can't use your arm or leg, Neurological Rehab Center can help. Their innovative treatment can dramatically improve your mobility. There is hope you can improve your recovery. Give them a call to schedule a free consultation. See if they can help you. 916-630-8916. That's 916-630-8916. Neurological Rehab Center.
KO your boring fitness routine and blast calories at Boxing for Health. Get half off a month of unlimited cardio classes with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So, the cover-up, of course, has begun the day he was elected. They covered up his background, so what do you think they're not going to cover up his foreground? They covered up everything about his background, so what, you're shocked they're covering up his foreground? Here we're going to hear Barbara's boxers in a bunch. That's Barbara Boxer to you. Perhaps the lowliest of U.S. senators in the history of the Republic. Listen to this one.
There's a lot of talk going on about how could this happen, and emails and all the rest. Let me focus on something very important. It takes funding to protect an embassy. It takes funding to protect a consulate. It takes funding to protect an outpost. Yes, it takes funding. Who cut the funds from embassy security? The Republicans in the House, that's who. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
I would say this is her lowest moment. There was a statement, you know, her finest moment, his finest moment. This is stretching the truth well beyond anybody's capacity to comprehend it. It takes funding to protect an embassy? Well, there was a U.S. military presence in the area, Barbara. You know that. And if you don't know that, you should be thrown out of the Senate. This is outrageous. But this is an industry of outrage coming out right now. I think the good news is that the media, the old line media, are turning on him. For example, Lisa Myers, I believe she works for NBC. I seem to recall the name. I don't know who she is. I think she's been around a while. I believe she's been around since, since Horace Harding. Lisa Myers is Immelt's investigative journalist for NBC. NBC is owned, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Obama administration because they appointed Jeffrey Immelt. They gave they maintained GE's tax credits, tax dodges. Here she is, a woman, pretty high up the food chain of this old line organization, NBC, nothing but communism or nothing but whatever. Listen to this in clip five.
I mean, if someone has the audacity to say something critical of Obamacare, they usually take it back fairly quickly or don't speak to reporters at all again, because there is such a focus on keeping the storyline and the narrative the way the administration wants it. And sometimes these efforts can become excessive, and it may be that what we're seeing from the Justice Department is really the embodiment of that mentality.
See, they have to talk in circles to finally say they're a bunch of thugs. Plain English, they're thuggish third world banana republic dictators is more or less how I'd put it. But all right, Lisa Myers has to put it into a, she has to wrap it in glossy paper. Like, again, you know, if you buy like a deli food, bad food that gives you a heart attack, corned beef, pastrami, in the old days they would wrap it up in cellophane and make it look good. That's how they package what they're saying. They put cellophane and a bow around it, but it's still fetid corned beef that'll give you a heart attack. All right, what would you like to say in the Savage Nation? We have other sound. We have other exposures of the embarrassing individuals in the media and government, which is worth doing. We know what the scandals are. You've got the slavish worshippers saying, who cares? One of my production staff, David Weintraub, said that Obama's general is Rahm Emanuel. Thank you, David. I think that's very good. So the question is, I think Rahm Emanuel is Obama's general of disinformation. And Rahm Emanuel is Obama's general of let us say, never let a crisis go to waste. And Rahm Emanuel runs the Chicago type of politics that we're all watching unfold in front of our eyes. So I'm going to ask you, what kind of event do you think Rahm Emanuel will concoct over the next 7 days to take everyone's mind off of the three scandals? It's a powerful statement that I'm just raised. He also has his supporters in embarrassing statements such as the one you're going about to hear from somebody named Julian Bond, who apparently is a former head of the NAACP. Whoever Julian Bond is, I don't know. I seem to remember the name somewhere going back to the Eisenhower era. But here he is. They whipped him out. They wheeled him out from somewhere. Listen to this remarkably racist statement by Julian Bond in clip four.
I think it's entirely legitimate to look at the Tea Party. I mean, here are a group of people who are admittedly racist, who are overtly political, who tried as best they can to harm President Obama in every way they can. They are the Taliban wing of American politics, and we all ought to be a little worried about them.
I would say shame on you, but a man like him doesn't know what shame is. The Tea Parties were never racist. The NAACP has always been racist. By definition, their organization is racially charged. The National Association for the Advancement of what, American people? It's not the NAAP. It's not the National Association for the Advancement of People. It's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. So inherent in its acronym is more than a tinge of racist ideology. And Julian Bond's entire career was built upon exploiting that racism and racial sensitivity. So for him to say the Tea Party's a racist is saying your mother's a racist, your father's a racist, taxpayers who are fed up to their eyeballs with being taxed to death so bums can live on the dole. Anyone who opposes high taxation is a racist to Julian Bond. Now, when he said that they're the Taliban wing of politics, he, like the union chief Trumka, who said we're going to take them out. I remember those days. I was stunned. It happened shortly after the convention, and the first group that attacked the Tea Party was the Congressional Black Caucus. And the second group were the unions. They said we're going to take them out. And what does that mean? It means there was a plan then to unleash the IRS on your grandmother, your mother, your war veteran father. That's who the racists are, who they have targeted. So I'll let you decide who's the racist, the Obama administration, Julian Bond, or the Tea Party. I report, you decide.
Join. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting in 27 years of public life.
We've had folks who have challenged Hillary Clinton's integrity, Susan Rice's integrity, Mike Mullen and Tom Pickering's integrity.
Don't get the impression that you arouse my anger. One can only be angry with those he respects.
I know CNN has taken some knocks lately, but the fact is I admire their commitment to cover all sides of a story, just in case one of them happens to be accurate.
I'm not blaming anybody for that. Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
These so-called talking points that were prepared for Susan Rice pretty much matched the assessments that I was receiving at that time.
We want you to be proud of what you've done. We want you to continue to serve in government if that is your wish.
You should feel that way regardless of party. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or a Republican.
That I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
The Buffers did it. It was the Buffers, you see. It was the Buffers. It's the Buffers. Playing a little Nina Rota music for you. Such beautiful, stirring music, isn't it? Well, here we are. The press is allegedly turning on Obama. For how long that'll go on is anyone's guess. Which event they will promulgate in what number of days is the big question. The pregnant question is, what type of event will this administration concoct with his general Rahm Emanuel to cover all of these scandals up? It could go all the way up to an act of war. It could be another Boston bombing. It could be a mass shooting. It could be a car bomb. It could be a bombing of a government building. You say, oh, come on, don't be stupid. That's right-wing hysteria. I hope so. I hope I'm crazy. I hope that I'm paranoid. I pray that I'm paranoid and need therapy. Thus far, I've avoided it, by and large. You know, there's a number of decades. I've basically avoided it. I don't take any medication. Right on this spot, I'll say it on this microphone, I take no medication for any mental disorder. I would swear on the Old Testament, the New Testament, whatever you want me, I take no medication. Now, if the Congress would do that, I'd feel like I could sleep better at night. If all 400 members of the Politburo called the Congress would swear they don't take any medication, I would sleep better at night. But I would suspect a goodly percentage of them are drug addicts. And I hope I'm paranoid. I fear an act of war against Syria. I mean, you say, remember Obama was like dragging his heels on Syria? He says he doesn't have enough evidence about sarin. He's going to suddenly discover there's a reason to go to war. And there's going to be a huge... See, let's play that one out. Let's do that movie. Let's run a little short together. Let's run a short. I'm going to do a short. Okay, let's take act of war as Rahm Emanuel's decision. All right, let's bomb Syria. And people are saved, and Obama's got the flak jacket on again. They show him, they pose him in the Situation Room. Okay, that's one. That could be too dramatic because it could drag Russia into a war. They may not want to risk that. Incidentally, Obama's weakness on Syria, even though I agree with him on Syria that he shouldn't bomb, his apparent weakness has encouraged Russia to play a bigger role in the region. Russia's now going to reassert itself in the Middle East as a result of Obama's weakness. That's what the wise men are reporting. You have to read very deeply into this to understand why the weakness, the supineness of Obama, his obsessive desire to avoid antagonizing international organizations or nations, nation states, except as enemies, as real enemies, as political enemies, is encouraging Russia to reassert itself in the Middle East, unseen since the era of the Suez Canal War. And Israel's going to be the big loser. So you may say, well, okay, well, that's what Obama wants. He wants Israel to be the big loser. He wants Israel to come to the table basically on their knees and give up half their nation to those who would cut their throats and throw their children down a well. That's what he'd like to do. So let's go to the next potential. Could it be a... I don't even want to say it because I pray to God I'm wrong. God forbid it happens. I don't want to see it happen. God forbid it does happen. They'll say, how did you know about it? Okay. I don't know. I guessed. I wrote an act. I write novels. So I'm just guessing. Is that now an act of treason under the Patriot Act? Maybe a novel like Abuse of Power or Time for War will become considered some violation of the Patriot Act. And Obama could seize the publisher's printing presses and arrest the author and publisher for daring to suggest that such a thing could happen. Who knows? I mean, this, you know, I told you, great oaks from little acorns grow. You let them get away with this, the next thing you know is you have Benghazi gate, Tap gate, and IRS gate. Who knows what tomorrow is? So here's the question again. I think this is the bigger question instead of wasting your time with my fun. It's late at night. You could be doing other things like what I don't know. There's nothing better than my show at this hour for thinking, I would think. So here's the question. Who's leaking this now? Who is leaking Benghazi gate, Tap gate, and IRS gate? Who is leaking? Who inside is trying to bring down Obama and Holder? Who understands they're more dangerous than we could ever know? Who understands that what they're planning is even more dangerous than what they've already done? Who inside the administration do you think could be leaking this sensitive information? Because it's not coming from nowhere. Somebody is leaking this information to bring down Obama and Holder because they understand how deadly they are for this country. That's what I think. And what big event do you think Obama's planning to get the headlines to change from these from Obamagate? Let's collectively call them Obamagate. So let's go to WMAL in Washington. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Who's leaking, in your opinion? Take a guess.
Well, Michael, first, I don't know which kind of Reichstag fire event they're going to have, but I wouldn't look much past the Biden camp. You're right, playing mafia music, The Godfather. It's not personal, Barry. It's all business. Who has something?
wait, hold on. You, so you're saying the Biden camp smells blood and they want Biden to run and win and they want Obama out of the picture?
They get rid of him now and Biden becomes president and Hillary is pushed to the side.
Oh my God! Well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good. John, that's a good chess game. I don't assume you've ever been in politics.
I have. I was in the Army for a while. I work for the government now.
Yeah, I would suspect you may be in counterintelligence at some point. It's the kind of thinking that we used to expect from the CIA. Who do you think is leaking, though? You really think it's the Biden camp?
I wouldn't put it past them. Those people are all snakes. There is not a scintilla of honesty, integrity, or honor in the whole damn lot of them.
Now, wait, in the Obama camp or in the Biden camp or in both camps?
Either one. They're flip sides of the same coin. And mm-hmm. they are a marriage of convenience. And just like the Corleone family, they will turn upon one another at the first opportunity. It ain't personal, Barry. It's all business.
That's so bad, John. John, I don't know who to think is leaking it, but it has to be somebody pretty high up who knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak, don't you think?
It sure does.
I mean, this is not happening. Okay, let's put it in another context for the average listener. Do you think all of the confluence of these scandals are coming by chance?
No, there's no such thing as coincidence.
Okay, so the confluence of three major scandals at once, the perfect storm, as it were, about to throw the tuna ship on its back, keel up, they've hit a tidal wave. The tidal wave is the perfect storm.
Yes,
but do you think that the Reichstag fire could save them?
I don't know. I hope not. But there's going to be a Reichstag fire. I have anticipated it for a while.
Do you think it's being hatched right now by those within the same inner circle that hatched all of these scandals?
Yeah. And
or do they outsource this kind of thing?
It is a combination of outsourcing and insourcing because there are, just like in your bizarre writings and in the bizarre movies, there are shadowy groups that normal people don't even imagine.
Mm, God. Yeah, I'm frightened of them, John. They do exist. That's why I took to fiction writing. Because I had to let the genie out of the bottle with my paranoia. I mean, after all, normal people don't think that way. They barbecue and wear shorts, and they think that everyone in government is just swell.
Michael, you and a very, very few others, unfortunately, are Cassandras. You see the truth, and no one believes until it's too damn late, and the Greeks are inside the gates.
Oh, yeah, the enemy's been inside the gate for a long time. But, John, you know who wrote God Sees the Truth But Waits? You remember that great statement? It was a great piece of writing, God Sees the Truth But Waits. I felt for months now that it would take an act of God to bring down this gang. Now, we've had three hands here, three cards thrown. It's going to take an extraordinary act of God to save, act of something to save them, don't you think?
Oh, yes. It's going to take a miracle. And in the end, we, America, are the 21st century version of the Israelites. We have turned our backs on God, and he has turned his face from us.
And I agree 100%. Absolutely agree 100%. But I don't want to get into the spiritual realm because it will diminish the political conversation we're having, which is frightening on one hand and sounds real on the other. The minute we move into the spiritual, the pragmatists and the atheists won't believe a word we say, John.
Yeah, Michael, I understand. And
we need every atheist we can get right now, John. We need every atheist we can get who's listening to the show to come to their senses to understand what's at stake here.
Yes, Michael, I'm old enough to remember 1972. I remember the Watergate, and I remember what happened. And I remember the first two impeachment articles against Richard Nixon, the snooping on people while wiretapping and misuse of the IRS. But these morons.
Yeah, exactly. I said it yesterday. I said that what Nixon did with Watergate is identical to what Obama did with the snooping on the reporters. He's hiding behind that he did it for reasons of state terror, of state security. That's right out of the Soviet Union. In the name of state security, I'm snooping on you. In the name of state security, I'm arresting you. In the name of state security, I'm executing you. Every dictatorship's used the edict of state security to break the law.
It's all for your own good. It's all for your own good. And we are so stupid, so caught up in the...
But, John, if you've listened to my show, did you hear a caller at the top of last hour who said Obama could do no wrong? You heard him, didn't you? I'm sure you heard him.
Yes. Yeah.
There's 40% of the electorate are brainwashed, slavish worshipers of Obama. They don't want to know what went on. They don't care what went on. And they will never, ever doubt him whatsoever, no matter what comes out. No matter what is shown, they will never doubt him. They're like the wife who doesn't want to believe that the husband, you know the old story. She comes home and she finds him in bed with another woman. And the man looks up at her and he has such control over her. He says to her, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? Remember that joke of 30 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Prior. Okay, well, that's the Obama voter. The Obama voter is the wife who comes home. They see him with another woman in bed, and he says to them, he has such power over them, who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes? And that's the problem we're facing. I'll be right back. Thanks, John.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
I'm a huge fan and customer of Blinds.com, not just for their design of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, but for their exemplary service, too. Look, the CEO asks every customer, is there anything we can do to improve? Here's what Doris said. I loved everything about my Blinds.com order. The fit, perfect. The product, A+. The delivery, speedy. The price, fantastic. And installation, an absolute dream. Even my husband, who can barely hold a screwdriver, loved helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Monica loves their sure-fit guarantee. It takes all the pressure off measuring, because even if I mismeasure, they'll remake it for free. I'll be sharing more listener experiences with you in the future. Look, as always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down, Blinds.com. Nowhere else. Blinds.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP,
a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
You know what's great? Baseball, apple pie, barbecue, blues, jazz, and rock and roll, bald eagles, muscle cars. That's what makes America great. You know what else is American and great? Cache Creek's Great American Cash Giveaway. Come into Cache Creek May 1st through the 27th and win some of thousands in daily kiosk prizes, including cash, dining, bonus play, and entries into the weekend cash drawings. And this is really great. Every weekend in May, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., five lucky winners each day can walk away with up to $2,500 in cash. And on Memorial Day weekend, we're giving away even more, $90,000 in cash, May 25th, 26th, and 27th. The cash drawings happen each day at 4 and 7 p.m., with each one winning up to $5,000 in cash. The Great American Cash Giveaway through May 27th, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best, close to home. Details at cachecreek.com.
Your financial advisor is probably on the up and up, but that doesn't mean squat when their missteps expose you to lawsuits, fat fines, and unnecessary tax hits. Astonishingly, studies reveal that 90% of financial advisors don't assist their clients with critical issues that could put your life savings at risk. Most won't even realize they screwed up until the cracks start appearing in your nest egg. If you're like 4 out of 5 millionaire investors, even you have your doubts. So switch to Financial Advisor Select, a registered investment advisor that connects the affluent to the best and brightest local financial advisors all over the country. Call us right now and we'll give you our valuable ebook, The Wealth Management Edge. It's packed with wealth-building secrets and tactics. Call 1-800-927-5012 and protect your financial security from the costly financial flubs from advisors who don't know better. Call now, 1-800-927-5012. That's 1-800-927-5012.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So who's leaking the information leading to Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, and IRS Gate? The IRS leaked info on conservatives to media, says the Drudge Report. Top of Drudge, Obama loses D.C. McConnell says we've only started to scratch the surface of this scandal. Franklin Graham says that his dad, Billy Graham, was targeted by the IRS. Really? Shocking. Well, they went after the Jews. Why shouldn't they go after the Christians? The only group they didn't go after are the Muslims. Yeah, Reverend Billy Graham endorsed Romney, so he was targeted. IRS requests stalled applications of conservative groups up to 13 months. Official speedily approved exemption for Obama's brother's charity. He has a brother? Corrective actions have not been fully implemented. So you've got three scandals, and I don't think anything happens by accident at this level. They've kept the lid on too many things for too long. I believe that the hubris of this guy and this administration reached a crescendo. Too much for some insiders. And I don't know why, how, what. I don't think we'll ever know. People inside this government itself, you can speculate who. Some person in the last hour said it's probably the Biden camp because he becomes president the minute Obama's impeached and thrown out or steps down. Okay, that could happen. It could happen. There could be impeachment hearings. If the Democrats decide that Obama is damaged goods and he'll bring the whole party down, he's going. No matter how powerful he is, he's going to go. And they say, well, look, it's better, you know, to split the difference here. They could be thinking, we better get this guy moved out of the position here and hold on to power by putting Biden in. That's one theory. We're speculating wildly. Wildly speculating here. So it could come from inside his own party. It is usually how it happens, by the way. Or they know this man is so out of the ken of normal political theory, meaning out of the ken even of the Democrat Party, with regard to his far-left machinations and plans, that they said, enough is enough, we can't handle it, we can't have this. And they did this. And they threw all of this information out at once to bring him down. Him and Holder, by the way. So somebody's leaking here. Somebody's leaking. That's one theory. The next question is, what type of, as we said, event will Obama and his squad likely to concoct over the next 7 days to take the headlines from these Obamagate scandals to some horrible, terrible event. In other words, the equivalent of the Reichstag fire. You're saying it can't happen here? It already has happened here. It has happened here. Yes, it has. Yes, we can. Move forward. Yes, we can. Yes, it has happened here. Yes, we can. Move forward. Yes, we can. Bill Ayers bombing police cars. Boston bombing. Yes, we can. It can happen here. It is happening here.
Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Governor Brown is announcing a spending plan for the coming fiscal year that is $1.2 billion lower than he projected in January, despite surging state tax revenue. Music classes are returning to Hayward schools next year. The Bay Area News Group reports the school district's trustees restored funding for music teachers in the elementary schools in next year's budget. And firefighters are out on, or were out on Highway 237 today. Several grass fires were sparked during the afternoon, starting about 1 o'clock, lasting through the afternoon commute on the north side of the freeway between Zanker and North First Street. Major traffic delays were happening during the afternoon drive. Things have been cleared since. Speaking of traffic, northbound 101 Anza Boulevard on the peninsula, we've got a crash being reported. CHP is on the way in the South Bay, southbound 280 at 87, an accident there. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Your financial advisor is probably on the up and up, but that doesn't mean squat when their missteps expose you to lawsuits, fat fines, and unnecessary tax hits. Astonishingly, studies reveal that 90% of financial advisors don't assist their clients with critical issues that could put your life savings at risk. Most won't even realize they screwed up until the cracks start appearing in your nest egg. If you're like 4 out of 5 millionaire investors, even you have your doubts. So switch to Financial Advisor Select, a registered investment advisor that connects the affluent to the best and brightest local financial advisors all over the country. Call us right now and we'll give you our valuable ebook, The Wealth Management Edge. It's packed with wealth-building secrets and tactics. Call 1-800-927-5012 and protect your financial security from the costly financial flubs from advisors who don't know better. Call now, 1-800-927-5012. That's 1-800-927-5012.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you want a Lexus? The answer is now. It's your turn. Because now at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So 40% of the electorate... They're the battered wife syndrome. They would say that this is nothing, even though the press is turning on Obama, even though D.C. is turning on Obama, even though his own party is turning on Obama, even though there's a dead ambassador, even though groups were unlawfully targeted by the Internal Revenue Service, it's nothing. So let's go to some of those callers so you can hear it with your own ears. James in Alabama is a true believer of Obama. He's next up on the Savage Nation. James, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that what's going on now isn't any different than what's gone on for the last 200 years.
If that is true, if your allegation is that it's nothing but politics as usual, why is it that even the press is up in arms over him spying on them?
Well, I mean, the same thing happened with the last administration and the administration before that. The administration.
Wait. You mean Bush wiretap reporters? When?
Well, he didn't. His particular transgressions weren't wiretapping reporters, but.
You just said that this has happened for the last 150 years, and I'm just asking you very calmly to please show us when Bush wiretapped reporters.
Okay, I just said that his particular transgression was not wiretapping reporters. However, he had things that his administration did that were just as egregious as what's going on now.
Right, and that's why he was fired.
Prior.
Basically, yes. That's why Obama became president, because he pretended to be honest and an open man who would change things. Do you think that Obama's changed things for the better?
I think there's some things that are better. I think there's some things that aren't, but he's a politician.
All right, hold on. Okay, so what's been made better in America under Obama?
Well, I think as much as there are a lot of people that think that the health care issue is really controversial and going to sell us down the tubes, I think that in a lot of respects that it's actually going to have some very positive effects for us.
Well, it has very positive effects in Cuba. You may be right. Everybody has health care in Cuba. It's excellent health care. It's so good that Fidel Castro has to bring in doctors from Miami or Spain. That's how good it is. So, yeah, you're right about that. It's going to be very good for the illegal aliens. Sure. What else has he done that's good?
Well, I wasn't prepared to answer that question right off the top of my head. So.
All right. I don't want to put you on the spot. You called the show. I think that's brave of you. But I totally disagree with you. I don't think this is politics as usual. And I believe that the death of a U.S. ambassador who was screaming for help, you can't say happens in every administration. You wouldn't make that allegation, would you?
No, I mean, it's been years since a U.S. ambassador was killed, but...
And especially when he was calling for help, and somebody in the Obama inner circle said, no, we're not sending help. I mean, wouldn't you say that's pretty scandalous?
Well, no more scandalous than all our troops that were in Iraq and Afghanistan screaming for help when Bush was in power, and...
What do you mean by screaming for help? What are you talking about? Now you're mixing apples with oranges.
Mothers and fathers had to do care packages to their soldiers in Iraq.
But what does that have to do with an ambassador screaming for help? Your mind isn't computing properly.
So you
agree wiretapping is unusual, a little unusual. How about the IRS targeting conservative groups, Jewish groups, and Billy Graham? Does that bother you?
I don't know that I don't really have proof that they targeted them any more than they were looking at them like they would look at anyone else. I think.
You don't want to accept the fact that the news is out there. You're just not getting it in the Boondock Gazette where you live. It's not appearing in the Boondock Gazette in Alabama. But if you actually look for it, the IRS went after Billy Graham. The IRS went after groups supporting Israel. The IRS went after any group that was called a Tea Party group. I mean, come on, my friend. Everybody knows this.
The IRS went after Lauryn Hill and Willie Nelson, too.
Well, you see, I can see that you're a true believer. You think that just by making statements that have nothing to do with what we're talking about, you're winning an argument. But you're not sitting in one of your bars with your friends where you're all going to slug a beer and say, yeah, right, he's a good guy. Thanks for the call. Tampa, Florida, Bob, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Michael, one of the first steps I see in this whole slippery slope we are today is when England came out and banned you, no one stood up, said, this is wrong. You don't target someone for political views. This is not acceptable behavior. I didn't see the AP. I didn't see people get outraged. Now it's them. Now they're upset. But you know what? If they had stood up when the wrong thing happened 2 years ago, the IRS may have known not to do this to the conservative groups, but no one stood up because it wasn't. Now,
I was targeted by England, by somebody inside inside this country. And I'm the only member of the American media not allowed to enter Britain. I don't make an issue of it anymore because people don't want to hear it. It was a scandal on this order to ban an American broadcaster. It cost me 5 years of my life. It cost me many sleepless nights. I've basically forgotten about ever going to England again. But nevertheless, it's a blemish upon those who did it to me and a blemish upon Britain that they continue to put me in a league of terrorists. But yes, they did it to me because I'm a conservative, and not one report came out from the Associated Press. You're absolutely right. But you notice I hadn't made an issue of it. I didn't want to lump myself in with them because, after all, they're reporters. They're far more important than I am. They're members of the Society of Professional Journalists, so they're much more important. Some animals are more equal than others, and, you know, snooping on them is much more important than banning a man from entering England for his political views, especially when you've twisted his political views. I'm still not allowed to go to England, and I sincerely miss the dental care that I was looking forward to.
Wake people up. Maybe people up, and justice will prevail. But you know what? That is the ultimate outrage, and that was the first step on the slippery slope where you are today.
I agree. But you know what? Let's go a step further without my dwelling on it. Did Rush Limbaugh come to my aid? Did Sean Hannity mention it on his show? Did Bill O'Reilly mention it on Fox News? Did any of the so-called conservatives below them ever mention that I was banned in England? No, none of them did. None of them did. So what do you expect from a conservative movement that is conservative in name only? So each one of us basically stands on our own two feet. It's as simple as that. But these are big scandals. And the big question today is not about me. It's about who's leaking this information. Somebody is leaking this information. Some entity wants Obama and Holder either brought down a few notches or taken out of power. Do you agree with that?
I think you're right. Do you think it could be somebody in the Clinton camp?
I don't know. How would I ever know? How would I know? I mean, look, Hillary was under a lot of pressure before this. She was going to take the fall for Benghazi Gate. Let's take your theory that it's not Biden. Let's take the theory that it's the Clinton machine, which still exists. And Hillary was about to lose her star. Her star was fading. Her star was falling. Her presidential ambitions were crumbling because of Benghazi Gate. All of a sudden, it's no longer on Hillary. It's now on Obama. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
All right. So that theory could have validity if you want to play, you know, quarterbacking after the fact. It could be certainly the Clinton camp to save Hillary's career. In other words, they never loved each other. In fact, they were enemies from the beginning. Remember, Hillary was the heir apparent to the Democrat ticket, and Obama came out of nowhere. Remember that?
Clinton said he should be serving them coffee.
Oh, he said that? Wow. That is a tinge of something in it. I don't know why Julian Bond didn't notice that. Okay, Bob, no, this is good. My callers are smart. WABC in New York City, who is leaking? Who is leaking? What type of event will Obama and his squad concoct over the next 7 days to get these scandals off the headlines? The Reichstag fire. What is the Reichstag fire going to be? Who's leaking? Someone's leaking. I'll take some callers in a minute on all of these topics. They're very good. Let me go to Greg on WABC. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, my friend, you're halfway there. This is going to be, if they pull this off, the greatest Shakespearean play in politics in the history of mankind. I'm a chess player. In chess, you study the as many variations as you have time for to find the winning line. Here's how it's going to play out. This is being done by Bill Clinton and John Podesta through George Soros, or with his help and Americans, Center for American Progress. Obama is weak. Hillary Clinton is 10 times the man that Obama is. Bill Clinton hates Obama ever since he charged him with playing the race card in the 2008 campaign, okay? So Obama's done as much damage as he can do. He's weak. He's weakened. He's wounded. And now Hillary Clinton, they've leaked the IRS. They leaked the AP because otherwise if it's just Benghazi, then it's Hillary versus Obama, and they both get destroyed. So they weaken Obama with the AP and the IRS. And then Hillary, all she has to do is one thing. She announces she wants to appear before the House Committee on Benghazi. She testifies with all the news people in the world around her. And she says, I want to make a statement. My friend, Ambassador Stevens, gave his life in the two Navy SEALs and Sean Smith that day because I'm not the commander-in-chief. President Obama went to sleep that night. And before he did, I know that he gave the order for all sources of help to stand down because it was all about him getting elected. She'll look like the hero. They'll never. The country doesn't have the stomach to impeach him, so he'll languish there for 3 years, and that'll give Hillary enough time to rebuild her image. At that point, when she makes that statement, she looks like the truth teller, Michael.
Well, that's interesting. Hero. That's pretty good. You sound like more than a chess player. You sound like you could be a campaign advisor.
Think about this. There are Gramscian communists and Fabian socialists who want to stay in their positions to bring down this country, and the only way they can stay there is if Hillary gets in 2016. That gives them another 4 years to whittle away the foundations of our Constitution and our civil society and our Bill of Rights. The people in the woodwork, the termites in the woodwork, hiding behind the walls of our Constitution, are going to work with Hillary to they're going to, like a bullfighter, they're going to put the sword in Obama, and it's going to be Hillary that's going to do it. In public.
So, Hillary, you're alleging in this theory, we're playing a theory game of who. First of all, I'm alleging someone's leaking these scandals. That's a theory. So then one caller said it was the Biden camp because he'd become president. But there's one flaw in that argument because they'd have to impeach Obama for that to happen, and that's very unlikely. Would you agree with that?
They don't want Obama impeached because then Biden's in. They want Obama to languish until 2000. They don't even care if the Republicans get the House. Or the Senate, Michael. They don't care. This is all about 2016.
And by the way, I'm glad you touched on that. This is the end of the Democrats' takeover of the House. Wouldn't you agree the midterms are over for the Democrats? They're finished?
Absolutely. And Hillary.
Wait, hold on. You want to hear the good news? The Democrats are going to lose 50 seats in the midterm elections. That's number one. Number two, even the average person doesn't want this kind of corruption. Number two, and this is a very important one, not only that, but there's much more at stake here for them. The granting of amnesty to 50, 30, 20, 16, 11 million illegal aliens is on hold. They're not pushing Obama's radical internationalist agenda. It's over. That's my feeling. He has no credibility whatsoever to get up in his booming voice and put his hogwash out any more than he does to get away with these scandals. He's finished. He's not pushing that agenda anymore. Would you agree that the big losers here are the radical Hispanic Chicano groups like La Raza? Aren't they the big loser here?
They're the loser, but it's only temporary. Remember, it's all about 2016. Once the Saul Alinsky, the original Saul Alinsky student, Hillary not only wrote her college thesis at Wellesley about Saul Alinsky, talked to Saul Alinsky, and Alinsky offered her a job. She turned it down and because she went with Bill to Arkansas. While Obama, before he even smoked his first joint, Hillary Clinton was actually speaking with Saul Alinsky. Forget about Obama. He's weak. He's wounded. Hillary Clinton is 10 times the man that Obama ever will be.
Well, you have a very, very interesting theoretical mind. You really are a chess player?
I am. I've been playing chess since high school. I'm not professional, but I love it. I have a chess library with about 100 books. I have software. I'm a member of the USCF, the U.S. Chess Federation, and I play in rated tournaments, and I just love the game of chess because life is a game of chess.
Isn't that interesting? It's true in professions as well. How long have you listened to the Michael Savage Show?
since you first came on WABC, I've been listening to talk radio since 1990, right before the whole...
Oh, my God. So I've been on the air since 1994, but you only learned of me since last December. Isn't that amazing? So do you find listening to me somewhat stimulating on a chess basis?
Absolutely. You have a fascinating mind. Some nights you're focused. Other nights it's like you have OCD. You're here.
It's absolutely true. In other words, I'm a human like everyone else. Some nights I'm a space cadet. I can't focus on the news because it's boring. And some nights I can't take Republican Democrats, so I go into talking about bad Chinese food or bad Indian food or indigestion or my dog. And to be honest with you, people like that as much as they do politics, you have to admit.
Michael, you're an intellectual roller coaster.
Well, I hope you don't fall off on the next slide. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-538-6780. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-538-6780. Again, that's 800-538-6780. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-538-6780. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-538-6780.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
No, I never talked to him.
Was there always a buffer involved? Is someone in between you and your possible superiors who gave the actual order?
Right, yeah, buffer. The family had a lot of buffers.
Mr. Chichi, you may find this very amusing, but I promise you the members of this committee do not.
Buffers. We call them bureaucrats. They call them buffers. Welcome back to the program. We're just speculating that, after all, this is nothing as politics as usual to the true believers. It's just evil Republicans attacking innocent people of color because they're racist. It turns out now that the Washington Post is composed of all racist. Isn't the Associated Press all racist white people? So they're attacking these two men of color who have greater integrity. By the way, just on the face of it, they have greater integrity than virtually anyone in the political system in the history of America. Eric Holder and Barack Obama, despite the smears cast at them, are men of great integrity. And there's no question in my mind that the true believers suspect that the racists in the newspaper business, the racists in the Associated Press, the racists in the Tea Party, are the ones trying to get these honest men out of power because they're doing such good for progress. There's such progress in America that the evil racist white background of the country is now rearing its ugly head. Listen to, you have to listen to this because I'm not making it up. Here's a guy named Julian Bond who hasn't been heard from since Eisenhower. Listen to this.
I think it's entirely legitimate to look at the Tea Party. I mean, here are a group of people who are admittedly racist, who are overtly political, who tried as best they can to harm President Obama in every way they can. They are the Taliban wing of American politics, and we all ought to be a little worried about them.
Now, the Congressional Black Caucus called the Tea Party groups the same thing, the Taliban. So I rest my case. Now, who were the Tea Party groups? They're your mother. Your father, that's who they are. The fact of the matter is, they're just people like you, taxpayers. But they were scapegoated. They were scapegoated, obviously, by the Julian Bonds, the Congressional Black Caucus, the unions. In other words, the Obama machine targeted them and went after them. Here's a story that your hair's going to stand up. When the IRS targeted an Ohio woman's Tea Party organization, asked her to send the agency the books the group read in 2010. You hear the books that they read. She sent the IRS a copy of the U.S. Constitution. She said, I was trying to be very cordial, but they wanted copies of unbelievable things, she told ABC News, another racist organization. They wanted to know what materials we had discussed in any of our book studies. She said she then sent the IRS a paperback copy of the U.S. Constitution. The 68-year-old Ohio woman founded American Patriots Against Government Excess in 2010, and her group consisted of volunteers who routinely passed out copies of the Constitution at parades and had informational meetings on anything from the health care law to disaster preparedness. The IRS wanted copies of our blog, They wanted a list of all of our officers. What did we do at our meeting and how our board is made up? On Friday, the IRS apologized for targeting groups like Mrs. Bowers that had Tea Party or Patriots in their names during the 2012 elections. We now know the rest of the story. The only question is, who's leaking the information to bring down Obama and Holder? Somebody within. Somebody within. Lady Macbeth, perhaps? Well, I don't know. We'll have to see how this plays out when the Reichstag fire breaks out. We'll see what happens after that.
Savage. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Reader's Digest has announced the results of a new poll. It says Jimmy Carter is the most trusted man in America. This poll, courtesy of America's least trusted publication, Reader's Digest. Anyway, I tried to write jokes this morning, which made me happy. I'm happier now to see that Obama's Democrats, I believe, are going to have a disaster, a midterm disaster. I believe that Obama's communism has now penetrated even the mind of the stupid, and many of them don't like it. I think if they want a Democrat, they're going to seek a mainstream Democrat, not an extremist, out-of-touch, anti-American like Obama. So anyway, they just threw her out. Now, there's a soundbite I have to play for you in the Savage Nation, and that's Obama on sexual assault victims in the military. You're not going to believe what they're doing. I told you when the radical feminists started pushing women into command positions in the military what would happen. They're taking women, putting them around real men, not San Francisco men, real men with high testosterone, and if a man says something to a woman, it's now considered rape to Obama. And now Obama has the perfect way to call it a crime and throw the real men out of the military and turn it into a Danish-like military. Listen to clip 17.
Whoever carries it out is betraying the uniform that they're wearing.
Wait a minute, stop it. How would you know what betraying the uniform that they're wearing is? How would you know what betraying the uniform is, Barry? You betrayed America's Constitution over and over again. Listen to this liar. Listen to 17.
But
I'm outraged.
When you engage in this kind of behavior, that's not patriotic. It's a crime. I want them to hear directly from their commander-in-chief that I've got their backs, I will support them, and we're not going to tolerate this stuff, and there will be accountability.
What does he mean he's got their backs? He means the commanders, the punk commanders, who stabbed the real troops in the back on a regular basis, like the Secretary of Defense Dempsey, who was just thrown a war hero out of the military for trying to communicate the dangers of jihadists in America and jihadists in the military. Dempsey, the Quisling Dempsey is who he's talking about, now has the authority to throw everyone out of the military who actually is a man. But you don't want to hear anything about that. I get it. Listen to what this next one is in clip 18. You're going to explain to yourself and your children what's happened to America under this revolutionary communist. Listen to 18.
Bottom line is, I have no tolerance for this. I have communicated this to the Secretary of Defense. We're going to communicate this again.
All right, let's stop right here. What does he mean by sexual assault? And that's a crime. Now, everyone's against rape. I totally oppose rape. I've been opposed to rape from day one. I think it's the most horrible of all crimes. Okay, I've given you a litmus test. Now let's talk about the fake accusations by lesser commanders who happen to be women who want to undermine a man commander who may have fought in a real war as opposed to have fought in no wars. All I got to do is say that he looked at me the wrong way. Is that rape? Is that sexual assault? Well, according to the communists running the military into the ground, yes. Don't call me on this. There's nothing more to be said. I call this show The Last Word in Talk Radio because it runs late in the day on the East Coast, or late in the day on the West Coast, and I call it the alternative to the slow stream media, and they are the slow stream media. They get everything months after we get it on the Internet. I go to the Drudge Report every morning. I mean, I admit, I have a favoritism. Matt's a friend of mine through the media. Look what he just put out as a Twitter. Warning to reporters and sources, assume all your communications are being monitored. Time to move back to the parking garage. It's going to be a long, hot summer. I don't know what he means by what parking garage. Oh, because they can't. I get it. They can't monitor you in a garage. We're all going to have to start living like we're in a mafia movie, like we're the criminals. It's amazing. This government is so upside down. It's Alice in Wonderland that we, the citizens who love the country, are now the criminals. Well, we have to talk with our hands over our mouth, picking our teeth with a toothpick as we come out of a restaurant so we can't be picked up by a government agent. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe if more people started to behave like they're low-level operatives inside a gang, they would make them tougher. I don't know. Maybe they would get some spine. It might be a good thing to start operating like that, assuming that you're being listened to by some punk inside the administration, some college grad who has no sense of integrity, no sense of responsibility, and certainly no sense of patriotism. Maybe that's the way to live, is make believe you're the actual criminal. Maybe instead of fighting it, embrace it. Embrace being a criminal. If the Obama administration wants to make patriots into criminals, maybe the answer here is to behave like a criminal. It might make you stronger, tougher, and better. And it might actually enable you to fight them better. Instead of saying, hey, I don't want to be treated that way, say, you know what, I enjoy it. It's given my life a meaning. I finally have an enemy. I'm part of the underground. I'm part of the opposition. I'm part of the opposition. I'm part of the underground trying to fight this fascist dictatorship that's emerging in America. How about feeling that way? No? Too much for you? It's just people wanting to rip off the economy. Is that it? Yes. It's always the money. The Republican Sanford beat Colbert to a pulp. He smashed the Democrat like a Peking chicken. And so it's very good. It's a good indicator of what's probably going to happen during the midterm elections when Obama's radical leftists, budget-breaking policies will finally bring the Democrat Party the losses they deserve. Of course, I don't have to add that the Republicans are not much better, but let's say it's a question of who's worse at this point. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. There's many topics. We'll go to the websites. Western officials fear retaliation for Israeli airstrikes in Syria. Ho-hum. Obama's money changer just made $60 million on a currency bet against the Australian currency. Old Soros put down his bets. You think there was any inside information? I have no reason to believe there is, of course. As you know, Obama and Soros are two of the most honorable men on the planet. But he made $60 million on a currency bet by betting $1 billion to move something around. Isn't it nice? Isn't it good to see how the money changers in the temple are still operating several thousand years after the Jewish carpenter left Galilee? 855-400-7282. I was riding my bike today, and I saw a contractor's truck. That's why I used that line. And the contractor had a bumper sticker who said, "A Jewish carpenter is my boss." I didn't quite get it for a minute. And then I started to chuckle about four pedals after I passed the car. Very funny. Here's another little story. Illegal aliens to receive almost $600,000 is the cost per illegal for their lifetime once the legalization para todos, lavos los manos is all I can say. There are some other sound bites you absolutely must hear. You know how I have been slamming General Electric for not paying taxes for years and how nothing happens because they put Obama, amongst others, in power, right? You're not going to believe what you're about to hear from a man who has a name that sounds very much like Tourette's syndrome. And I'm starting to think that Jeffrey Immelt of General Electric sought out a person with Tourette's syndrome for what you're about to hear in clip 8.
And then there's the terrorist card. Open borders and all those bad guys would flood in. Not exactly. I remind you that the 9/11 hijackers and the two brothers in Boston entered our shores legally. But open borders attacks the root cause of Muslim extremism. Young, impoverished men in Muslim countries, men with no future, are more easily radicalized. It's Muslim poverty that's threatening our security, not our immigration system. Giving these men the chance to work here could diminish their poverty, their anger, and their misunderstanding of the U.S. before they're even radicalized.
Oh, you mean like the Tsarnaev brothers, who were not radicalized here? Giving the men a chance? Well, they didn't work. They took the welfare, Schmendrick. Listen, Tourette, the Tsarnaev brothers were here sucking the system dry. They were Muslim men. They had a chance to work, and they didn't, did they? They had a chance to diminish their poverty. Somehow they didn't diminish their poverty. They took their welfare. They didn't diminish their anger. They didn't diminish their misunderstanding of the U.S. The reason they were radicalized, Tourette's, is because they're radical Muslims, you moron. well, this is the best that General Electric can do, and this is why they put people like this on the air, in order to make certain that, well, let's put it to you this way, you never buy another light bulb. The phone number is 855-407-282. 855, on any of these topics, incidentally, 855-407-282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You may have seen me being interviewed on TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the market. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Financial District, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now, I spend most of my time teaching people like you about day trading mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-543-5569, and I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily market report at no cost to you and no obligation. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail, 800-543-5569. That's 800-543-5569.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Wanda in Portola Valley. Why are you calling me on the carpet, Wanda?
Rick, I heard it's Karistan Month at Conklin Brothers.
Yes,
we... How can you devote a month to an iron-fisted dictatorship like Karistan?
Wanda, Karistan is a carpet manufacturer.
So you admit to smuggling carpet from Karistan.
Karistan isn't a country, Wanda. It's a quality carpet, made in America. During Karistan Month, you'll enjoy our best prices of the year. Up to $1,000 cash back and 12 months interest-free financing with your good credit.
You can't buy me, Rick Oderio, no matter how much I can save on beautiful carpet from Karistan.
Well, if you do want to save on quality Karistan carpet, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Karistan!
Bye-bye, Karistan, Wanda.
Karistan.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows, and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple fin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner, whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Orsinelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Orsinelli.com. Dr. Orsinelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now, through May, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 1-800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 5/31/13.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Whether it's Bin Laden or Gaddafi, if we say we're taking a position, I would think at this point the international community has a pretty good sense that we typically follow through on our commitments.
Yes, sir. Yes, my leader. Yes, my glorious leader. We came, we saw, he died. Did you ever hear that one, Hillary Clinton soundbite, where they whacked a head of state, got away with it? Not one word from the UN. He was begging for his life. He was a bad guy, but he deserved a trial, didn't he? Don't you liberals believe in trials? Don't you people believe in trials? How come Saddam Hussein was not given a trial by Bush? And why was Gaddafi not given a trial by Obama? It's a simple answer. Because they couldn't afford to have an open trial where the people in the docket in trial for their life would probably release some information that would be embarrassing to them. That's all. Now, look, I'm a mystery writer, and I watch too many movies, I admit it. So perhaps my brain is not functioning properly. I realize most of you don't believe the world works that way. That's because you live in a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Prozac world. I don't live in a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Prozac world. I live in a realpolitik world, which is a little different. So you'll have to forgive me for being a realist. Right? Washington Rich, I hope you're listening to me on the great WMAL in the heart of the monster there. Rich on WMAL in Washington. You're on the air with Michael Savage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I just had a few comments, sir. First of all, you know, I'm in the military, and for one thing, I take my oath extremely, extremely serious. And I haven't listened to you in a very long, maybe like a month or two here, but I've been going back over all your shows and everything. I just want to say, sir, that I really, really, really appreciate what you're doing. One of the comments that I was going to talk about.
No, first of all, let me say thank you for your service. It's more important than my service.
No, sir. No.
I mean, don't underestimate your service to America, just because America doesn't appreciate it in the large scale of media support for you guys. We out here in the real America really do support you. Okay, we love our military, we love our active police, and we don't care what the illegitimate media has to say. So what's on your mind tonight?
I appreciate that, Michael. One of the things that talked to, you know, your person earlier in screening the calls, you know, sexual assault awareness training, how much, you know, we, you know, receive that in the Navy, you know, once a quarter.
Oh, in the Navy, the floating bordellos with propellers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, in the Navy.
Yeah, no, it's sad. I'm a great lover of the Navy. I'm a boater. I've always been in love with the U.S. Navy going back to the history of the beginning. And I visited the USS Stennis as a guest. And believe me, when I watched those young men flying those Hornet off the Hornets, I think it's the FA-18 Hornets off the deck in the middle of the night with the afterburners on. It was like watching rockets take off. I can't imagine anything greater. And I really did appreciate the ships. But when I looked down below and I saw that it looked like basically the high schools I used to teach in, and I saw what they've done to the Navy and how many of those girls were getting pregnant in the military just for the benefits, I really got sick, Rich. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, exactly. I see that stuff all the time. And one of the worst things it is, I think to believe, you know, in even out in the world, it's the worst thing to be a white male. Because everything out in the world and here and even in the military, if you're, you know, if you're white, then you're racist. If you're a male, then you're sexist. It's all about.
Well, that's because we've had a communist revolution in America. I've been trying to warn America what has happened. It has the cancer of the liberalism. The cancer of liberalism has now metastasized into every institution in the country, including the military. And it's only a matter of time before the entire systems, all of the systems implode. I don't know how much more people can take. I mean, I know men have been cashiering out of the military for years. It began with Clinton. And I don't want to turn this into a military show, but I know a man who was a career Navy captain who told me that he was fired because he had my book, one of my hardcover books, on his desk. And one of his Gestapo seniors, a woman no less, came in, saw the book, and had him thrown out of the military for reading literature that was banned. Would you believe this?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
So that's the new military, the fascist liberalism, and people have no idea the revolution that's occurred. Look, I got to say this to you and everyone else, Rich. I try to warn people when I was talking about Mao Zedong's China, because I'm a student of history. When Mao Zedong had the Red Revolution in China, what they did was, I'll give you one little example. They went in to hospitals, and they said that the surgeons, see, this was not about race, it was about class warfare, because they were all Chinese, right? They went into the hospitals, and they said that the surgeon was a counter-revolutionary elitist, and they put the surgeon into the laundry of the hospital and made him a laundress, and they took these peasant girls from the laundry and put them into the surgical theaters and said, you are a surgeon and a doctor now. And if the girl said to the commandant, but I don't know how to do it, they said, you're a counter-revolutionary, and they put her into an internment camp. This is what happened in communist China under Mao Zedong. Don't think we're too far away from that here. When you look at the incompetence in this country that is being fostered upon the competent, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying, Rich. I'm sure you get it in the Navy.
I see that all the time in the Navy, Michael. Any time that I bring up any type of common sense to these people, they're all like, oh, guns are bad. You don't need guns. I mean, you know.
In the military, they're telling you guns are bad?
The people that I work with.
In the military, guns are bad? So what are they going to defend their ships with?
In the Navy, there are socialists in my military that I work with that tell me guns are bad. And
Well, maybe airplanes are bad, too. Look, you know, there is a solution to the problem with the Navy, which is that they can hire the guy that they have in the Army to run the Navy as well, and Dempsey can put all of the Navy ships into port. He can mothball them and just keep them as floating bordellos and floating reeducation centers. And he can certainly let the young ladies continue to get pregnant at government expense and throw at anyone who can fire a gun or fly a plane. That would be a solution. I mean, all you got to do is plug into shore power.
Yeah, it's true. When I take these people,
Rich, look to me. I'm gonna get too sardonic for my own good, because I gotta cut it off. It gets me sick actually, to even keep repeating the truths that I actually see. And I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. I'll take your calls now on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. I haven't had my honey today. Could be why my voice doesn't sound as good as yesterday. Yesterday I had my localized honey. And everyone said, my God, Savage, you sounded like you were on something special. And your voice had a new ring, like a different timbre to it. I said, that's the honey, you know. It's an old singer's trick, tea and honey. I have the tea, but no honey. I tell you what I'm going to do. I think during the next break, I'm going to put in the local honey. So at 34 minutes after the hour, we'll see if it affects me. We'll do an on-air experiment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by the candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Houck, Saw Talk 560 KSFO. Six current and former San Francisco school district employees are facing charges that they embezzled some $15 million in grant money from the district. Prosecutors say the six diverted the federal and state grant money into hidden slush funds
accounts through several nonprofits over a 10-year period. A sailing team from Germany has dropped out of the America's Cup Youth Regatta in San Francisco following an accident in which a star British sailor was killed. The German team cited safety concerns. And a federal judge in California has ruled the U.S. government was negligent in the death of a boy killed when a retaining wall crushed him at Lassen Volcanic National Park. Traffic, San Jose, southbound 87 at Kirtner Avenue, have reports of a two-car fender bender. Should be at the off-ramp there. Some minor delays could be expected. And southbound 680 Bernal Avenue, looks like we've got a stall off to the right side. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
For over 60,000 California foster children, growing up means having to replace clothes that are too small or worn out.
I never had much to begin with.
I can barely fit in these anymore.
I guess I'm growing fast.
I'm getting big.
When a child has clothes that fit properly and look good, it can help their self-image and self-esteem.
I don't need anything fancy.
I just want to fit in with the rest of the kids.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting new clothes for infants, toddlers, youths, and teens.
I grew 3 inches last year.
Bring your gift of clothes, pants, shirts, tops, and skirts to any Sleep Train and help make a foster child's day a little brighter. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com. On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a local foster child look and feel their best. Bring your gift of new clothes to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com today.
Do you have student loans? Worried about making your payments? Don't worry. If you're behind, late, or even in default on your student loans, we can help you cut your payments right away. We provide student loan relief, getting you relief from your student loans fast. Just call our established student aid assistance toll-free line right now at 800-570-6810. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. Just call 800-570-6810. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-570-6810. That's 800-570-6810. Again, 800-570-6810.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealership with Fiona, a service advisor. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Mike.
What's today's lecture?
Today's advice is about tires.
Okay, advise me.
You should have your tire pressure checked, the tread depth inspected, and the tires rotated regularly.
That sounds a lot like a lecture.
It's part of the overall wellness of your vehicle.
Restore your ride with a $60 mail-in rebate on 4 select name brand tires, plus another $60 when you use the Ford service credit card. That's $120. Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See your California Ford dealer for details through 531-13.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Look, it's one man's opinion. You don't have to agree with me. If you're a fool, don't agree with me. If you're a slavish worshiper of Obama, don't agree with me. If you have no reason, don't agree with me. If you believe that these scandals mean nothing, don't agree with me. Apparently, an awful lot of people do agree with me. And I predict there's going to be a major event. Now, it is like Nixon. I told you there are direct parallels with Nixon. Not direct. If not direct, then indirect. So I'm going to play a montage now of Nixon and Obama in news clips. Listen to clip one.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting in 27 years of public life.
We've had folks who have challenged Hillary Clinton's integrity, Susan Rice's integrity, Mike Mullen and Tom Pickering's integrity.
Don't get the impression that you arouse my anger. One can only be angry with those he respects.
I know CNN has taken some knocks lately, but the fact is I admire their commitment to cover all sides of a story, just in case one of them happens to be accurate.
I'm not blaming anybody for that. Perhaps what happened is that what we did brought it about.
These so-called talking points that were prepared for Susan Rice pretty much matched the assessments that I was receiving at that time.
We want you to be proud of what you've done. We want you to continue to serve in government if that is your wish.
You should feel that way regardless of party. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Independent, or a Republican.
That I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
Well, we haven't yet gotten to the point where Obama says, I am not a crook, but I'm sure we'll get there. It'll be the I'm not a crook moment. There will be the moment of I did not have sex with that woman. That's coming. The I'm not a crook, I did not have sex with that woman. I did not order the military to stand down on Benghazi Gate. I did not wiretap. I did not order the IRS investigation. I'll get to the bottom of it. The buffers did it. Those days will probably be ahead of us unless, and I pray to God that I'm paranoid. I really pray I'm paranoid. For your sake and the sake of America, I pray I turn out to be paranoid. Because I predict there will be an event that Obama and his squad will concoct that will be a disaster for this country and perhaps the world. That's what scares me. And I don't have to reiterate them, but I pray I'm paranoid. That's all. Let's hope I'm paranoid. Let's hope I'm the paranoid SOB that most of you brainwashed, drug-addicted liberals think I am. Let's just pray. I was right about what he was doing. I told you he was a criminal. I've told you this is a criminal regime from day one. I looked at them. I saw their behavior. Holder has a record of releasing terrorists before he was appointed. Obama has hung around with criminals who bombed police cars. And you're telling me that you're shocked by this behavior? You're dealing with a gang here. So, I mean, I could ask you what type of event will Obama and his squad concoct over the next 7 days? What's the point of asking it? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens, you know. You had Eric Holder today grilled by the press. I was actually not pleasantly surprised. I was shocked that young left-wing reporters would not let go of Jay Carney Barker, the spokesmouth for Obama. I couldn't believe how one of them just grabbed the hole of Carney's neck and wouldn't let go, kept bringing it. Listen to clip three.
Can you say categorically that nobody at the White House and nobody on the president's political team had any knowledge or was involved in any way in the targeting of Tea Party groups by the IRS?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
essentially the president changed his position because of certain things on national security. Can you explain why he changed his position?
Again, broadly speaking, the president does support the ability of journalists to pursue investigative journalism. He found out about the news reports.
Anyway, the reporters are turning on him. They're trying to make their bones right now. They're trying to show that they're independent. They're showing that some of them are actually stepping out from the pack. And it's like a race. They're watching greyhounds running around a track. And all of a sudden, greyhounds you never heard of are popping up on the field. And they're running. And they're front runners now. The old line, you know, fools are saying nothing. They are what they've always been. They're like the advertising men on Mad Men in the reporter business. You know, just a bunch of old drug-taking, ambient, swilling drunks who could care less what's going on. And the young ones are devoted, and they're starting to show, you know, stick their necks out. Okay? Let's go to the callers. Rick on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Michael, the Senate and the Congress passed a bill that allows them to inside trade again. Obama signs it. There's no Rose Garden ceremony or whatever. You got to check. How do you buy the Congress? In order to go after Obama or in order to go after Holder, you need the Congress. You can't buy the Congress with money anymore since AppScam. So how do you buy them? You buy them with inside information. You check.
So are you suspecting that the Congress people are having relatives and friends trade on their behalf?
No, I'm not suspecting. I'm swearing to it.
Okay. No, I just wanted to back it up a tad. So they're all scamming on the inside trades. They're getting inside information. Well, look, in my opinion, and it's only one man's opinion, Warren Buffett has made billions of dollars because he did Obama's bidding, and Obama gave him the leads on many big things. We know that. It looks to me clear up favoritism, doesn't it?
Yes, Michael, it's justice or the American way.
So, okay, I like your laugh. Do you feel that any of these scandals, Benghazi Gate, Tapgate, or IRS Gate, will lead to the overthrow of any of these despots, yes or no?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely.
Why? What you're saying, because Congress has been bought out through inside trades is what you're suggesting, right?
Absolutely. Michael, in the late 70s, I worked with an organization out of the Organized Crime Strike Force in the Eastern District. And we had a guy named Mo Weinberger that handed up the entire Congress. And we had to stop, okay, at Congressman Murphy, Harrison Williams, because could have gone to them all, okay? They're dirty. You can't come into a job and make $80,000 or $180,000 today and walk out with $10 million when you're finished unless there's something happening.
Okay. Well, take a look at some of the senators. I mean, there's one particular senator from the Bay Area who's gone from a millionaire to almost a billionaire while in power, and she's the most liberal of them all. How does that work?
Yeah. And then, you know, you take little instances. I mean, you're talking about people allowing people to die. Are you aware that when Clinton was governor, he had four state troopers that worked with him, and they knew everything that was going on in his life. And when Clinton became the president, and he took him and put him on the ATF, and mysteriously, four state troopers died at Waco by friendly fire, and they were the same ones that came from Arkansas.
So I could see how you worked in the organized crime task force. Look, you know, I love callers like this out of New York. I can hear by what you're saying, you know what you're talking about, Rick. And I have the same cynicism that you do. Benghazi gate, tap gate, IRS gate should bring down an administration. But don't you think that the AP being really, really pissed off is going to change things a little bit?
They would have to call themselves liars, okay? If you check the language they use, okay, there's always something in there that gets them away from saying, I really didn't say it that way, okay?
So you think this is all going to blow over? You think it's all going to blow over?
I hope it doesn't. I hope there is somebody out there blowing the whistle. You know, I've worked with organizations where, when you come close, I won't give you the name of the organization because that'll be right at my door. But what happens is you go out and you're supposed to get the smaller guys because the smaller guys are the shield for the bigger guys. And if you go after the bigger guys, you get fired. I've done that twice.
So you're saying like in The Godfather, they get the buffers first, trying to lead up to Michael Corleone. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely. They're in position for that.
But look, you know, what's amazing to me is that everyone has seen The Godfather probably 300 times, and they're watching a criminal enterprise run the country, and they don't even acknowledge it. Does it look more like a government to you or like a gang?
It's definitely a gang, okay? And the thing that I'm confused about, I mean, does this guy really want to become communist and everything to become socialist, or is this just a shade so they can steal all the money? While everybody is talking about socialism and ruining the country, and he's going to give it over to the communists. They're stealing all the money.
Okay, no, I hear what you're saying. I get it. Of course that's true. But he's placating the far left by pretending to be on the socialist side. Would you acknowledge that, to keep them at bay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, so he's throwing them a bone. He throws them the socialist bones. They eat it. They feel satisfied. Meanwhile, he's really in power to make sure that the enrichment continues amongst those who put him in power. So let's go to the next question. I'm a fan of gangster movies, as I've said. I have too fertile an imagination for my own good. I also love to watch The Sopranos. Did you ever watch that series on HBO?
Oh, always.
Okay, since you were in the Organized Crime Task Force, do you remember the segment about the Scatino bust out?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Okay, the Scatino bust out was a neighbor, an Italian guy, no less, who they grew up with, who owns a big sporting goods store. He's a degenerate gambler. They tell him not to, but he gets into a private gambling den and with them. He loses in the game, and he loses the store. They take over the store. They bust it out. Once they move in, once the gang moves into the sporting goods store, they start selling the merchandise out the back door. They bust out his credit with airline tickets. Is that analogy inapt with regard to the administration we are looking at?
Absolutely. Definitely so.
It's an apt analogy. It applies or doesn't apply?
No, it does apply. And in fact, that was very, very close to the truth. I've seen situations where you go into a restaurant one day and you see familiar people, if you know what I mean, and they're running it. They get somebody hooked on drugs or hooked on gambling or whatever, and they take away their businesses. And that's all.
But here's the question, though. Did the food get better or worse?
Actually, the food got better.
Well, let me tell you something. If Obama would make the food better in America, maybe I wouldn't complain so much. But I think he's made the food worse.
Yeah. I don't want you to think I'm hanging up with you. I'm going to lose my battery power. So.
All right. You're a great caller. You sound like a guy I used to know named Marty, who I haven't seen for 20 years. But New York is filled with so many wonderful Damon Runyon-esque characters named Marty, and they all listen to the Savage Nation. For some reason, the show rings true with them. So at the end of the day, we're all cynics. All of us Marty types who can see what's going on are also jaundiced and cynical. And we all feel that although there's a real scandal called Benghazi Gate, Tap Gate, IRS Gate, at the end of the day, because Obama is the anointed one, and because he's a man of color, and Eric Holder's a man of color, they will be protected. They will be protected straight up from the top to the bottom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Going back to the My Vegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com 859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks, and one morning there was nothing there, and I'm like, oh my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
This is an important message for all hardworking Americans. Not long ago, Michael Parnas was living on a park bench in New York City. Fast forward to 2008, he took a few thousand dollars and in less than 8 months, eight of the worst trading months in stock market history, Michael made close to $4 million. He cracked the stock market's code and discovered the insider trends that your broker doesn't want you to know. So he is giving you his Power Trading, Power Living book and DVD to help take the mystery out of the market, break down the trades and trends you need to know, and show you how he went from a park bench to Park Avenue for free. Just pay shipping. Michael has never stopped believing that regular hardworking people can make money in the stock market. A lot of money. In fact, Michael is convinced power trading can work for you too. That's why he's giving you his book and DVD for free. Call Michael now at 800-292-1091 and claim your free copy. Call 800-292-1091. That's 800-292-1091. Trading carries a high level of risk and may not be suitable for everyone.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh! If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day Sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Cash Creek is saluting the Great American Greenback with the Great American Cash Giveaway. May 1st through the 27th, we're giving away thousands in daily kiosk prizes, including cash, dining, bonus play, and entries into the weekend cash drawings. Plus, every weekend in May, we're giving away a guaranteed $15,000 in cash drawings. Every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., five lucky winners each day can walk away with up to $2,500 in cash. And on Memorial Day weekend, get set to win even more, $90,000 in cash. May 25th, 26th, and 27th. The cash drawings happen each day at 4 and 7 p.m., with each one winning up to $5,000 in cash. The Great American Cash Giveaway, through May 27th, only at Cash Creek. Play the best, close to home. Visit CashCreek.com for details.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
So anyway, I was talking about the communist administration that we have and how Americans are deceived because they're so biased and drugged up that they don't even understand what's happening to them, the destruction of the military, the decimation of our schools, the decimation of our borders, language, and culture by the administration, that they're blinded. And all they're doing is watching the stock market. And very few people are actually benefiting from the rise in the stock market. Investors, who are they? Why aren't they the same large investors that brought it down in the what was it? I forget the year already. 08? Wasn't it in 08 when they manipulated the market and crashed so they could take this unknown individual from the Chicago streets and turn him into president? Wasn't it the very same forces then who were playing with the market now? Are the questions that many Americans continue to ask who are staying out of the stock market, incidentally. That's another topic we can certainly talk about. If you care to chime in on any of these topics, it's 855-400-7282. That's the Savage Nation. Now heard on 200 stations. Wait until you hear what's coming tomorrow. Could be 201 stations for all I know. 855-400-7282. Any topic is fair game. Let's go to KSFO. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Greetings, Dr. Savage. As usual, I want to thank you and salute you for everything you do. And I wasn't planning on getting on the air tonight. You had sent me a book. You sent me Train Tracks a while ago. And I didn't really get a chance to read much of it until recently, so I read about half the book, and it prompted me to go out and purchase. Right now I'm looking at The Political Zoo, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Trickle-Up Poverty, Trickle-Down Tyranny, and Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's.
Boy, you have almost the entire Savage library, Mark.
I know, right?
All right, I'm going to send you my novel, A Time for War. I don't want to talk about my books. I actually would like to, but I'm not going to because people get offended by it. Those who wish they could write books are offended by it. You know where the bullies really exist? Cyberbullying is terrible. If you read what people write about, like the article that came out about me the other day where I won that lawsuit after years of fighting and spending $1 million or so, you should see the jealousy and the hatred that people will write. They're such cyberbullies. They sit at home in their pajamas and they think by firing off a little email that someone's listening to them. It's cyberbullying. That's what it is. And it's freedom of speech. I get it. It doesn't bother me at all, but you should see what people write about me. I'm used to it, though, after 18 years. It doesn't matter. Here's a little news story. A shift in the goals of China's rich abroad. China's rich continue to want to invest and move abroad in large numbers. Oh, they want to emigrate out of China now that they have money. Where do they want to move? Let's see where they want to move. I don't think Israel would be at the top of their list. How many still want to come to America? I don't know. The report estimates that there were about 700,000 high-net-worth individuals at the end of 2012, more than double the number 2008, and on pace to grow 20% by 2013. The population of ultra-high-net-worth in China is around 40,000. Okay, so what's the story about? I don't get it. Where are they going? Wealthy Chinese are looking to preserve their wealth as their main objective. Well, they better not move to California where they will give up 15% to state taxes. I don't think Jerry Brown will put out the welcome mat for wealthy Chinese when they hear that they're paying almost 50% federal and 15% local, I mean state. You know, I don't think they're going to pick California as their goal anymore. That's all. Indianapolis, David, WFDM on the Savage Nation, one of my 200 stations. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I do think that Hillary will be tarred and feathered, believe it or not, over this thing, and Obama's going to let it happen. And the reason he'll let it happen is he's going to try and set up Michelle to be the Democratic nominee in 2016. All you've got to do is get Hillary.
That's your theory?
Happen.
That's your theory?
Yes.
Well, what gives you that idea?
As sick as it is, I really think Michelle could win in 2016. It sickens me to say this, but I think it could happen. All he's got to do is get Hillary and Joe Biden out of the way.
No, all he's got to do is grant amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens and put them on food stamps. Of course you can win. That's how Chavez kept his power in South America. Just keep giving things out to the non-working poor.
Right. And who's going to oppose, a black woman running for president? Who in the media is going to oppose that?
Well, who in the media has opposed one word that Obama said? That's not the issue. The question is, will the American people fall for that racket again? Don't you think someone needs more of a qualification than their race?
Oh, I do, but again, you just said it. You know, the food stamps and illegal aliens, promise this,
yeah.
Promise.
I hear what you're saying. In other words, they're going to vote strictly on racial lines and gender lines, is what you're saying. That is a problem. That is a problem. It's not an irrational problem. I agree with you, and I thank you very much for the call. 855-400-7282, Savage Nation. Does anyone hear anything different in my voice? I had the local honey. I don't hear it. Did the timbre of my voice change from a tenor to a basso at all? Did it go anywhere in the registers? Is anyone listening? Let me try one more sip of this delicious Earl Grey tea and honey. Hold on now. A little Arthur Godfrey there, but the truth is, that glucose and fructose mixture does work. By the way, there's not much difference between honey and a cane sugar with regard to the actual molecules, incidentally. Yeah, there's a huge difference in some other, qualities of honey versus cane sugar, processing, etc. So I'm a big believer in honey as a broadcaster and my vocal cords in my life, to be honest with you. There, I feel it. I feel its effects. It's taking its effect. I'll make a prediction. We're going to see a midterm election just like we saw in 2010. The Democrats are going to lose across the board because America's fed up with Obama and they're fed up with the corruption. They're fed up with the division. They're fed up with I won't give you any more verbs on the subject. If you want to read them, read the Trickle-Down Tyranny. You can see 390 pages of it with references. I think America's catching on to what this man is. Nevertheless, I think this is a good sign, and I'm going to take some pleasure in it because I believe the Democrats are going to get smashed in the next election in the midterms, and I do not believe they're going to take back. That's unless the Republicans throw the elections again or destroy themselves like they did with Romney.
Savage.